ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Seven jurors have been chosen in the trial that will focus on alleged hush money paid to porn star Stormy Daniels. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan with more on what happened in Donald Trump's trial on Tuesday.
Throughout the day, the lawyers questioning the jury pool, looking to root out potential bias. Lawyers also scrutinizing social media accounts. Trump's attorney asking one man about a 2017 Facebook post where he wrote of Trump, "Get him out and lock him up." Judge Juan Merchan agreed to dismiss him from the case.
Opening statements could begin as early as Monday. Another fight in the House of Representatives. At least two Republicans say they are on board with trying to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson over Johnson's move to separate the aid package on Ukraine and Israel into four different bills. The UN High Commission on Human Rights is pleading for international intervention for the over 1.5 million people in Gaza who have been displaced by the war. The UN is urging a ceasefire and the delivery of more desperately needed aid. This is ABC News. A deluge in Dubai. Around 6 inches of rain fell in one day. That's 2 years' worth of rain there. The airport had to stop taking arrivals for several hours. Other parts of the United Arab Emirates also hit with heavy rainstorms. Today, President Biden will be pushing for new tariffs.
The White House says President Biden will call for a tripling of tariffs on Chinese steel when he visits the United Steelworkers Union headquarters in Pittsburgh. Biden's National Economic Advisor, Lael Brainard, says the president understands we have to protect American manufacturing and U.S. workers from unfair exports associated with Chinese industrial overcapacity.
That's ABC's Dave Packer. Quite a surprise on a Tuesday afternoon.
I looked outside and I got all excited because I seen an elephant walking down Harrison in Butte, Montana. So I acted like a little kid.
That's Lisa Rogers, who said it was an elephant in Butte, Montana. It took off from a visiting circus after being spooked by a backfiring car. The elephant named Viola was wandering the local streets for 10 minutes before being corralled. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, folks, how you doing? It's me, Charlie Behrens, and I want to let you know that I'm coming to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. We got tickets on sale over at WIStateFair.com, and I'm bringing free brandy for everyone. Unless for some reason I can't, then, you know, sorry in advance. Anyways, I will see you at the Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular on August 8th. Real good. Bye-bye now.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. If you're living with diabetes and on Medicare, the Inflation Reduction Act caps your out-of-pocket insulin costs at $35 a month. But for many other Americans, the cost of insulin is still expensive.
Only three companies are able to control basically the global supply of insulin. And in the United States, that means that there are unaffordable costs.
Catherine Poe is a policy researcher. Wisconsin is not one of the 25 states that cap insulin copays. Two scenic highways in Wisconsin are now part of the state's Rustic Roads program. The first stretch covers almost 10 miles near the American Birkebeiner Trail in northwest Wisconsin. The other new route crosses Honey Creek near East Troy and passes what was once a one-room schoolhouse. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose their first series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing at home 6-3 to the Padres. It's the first series loss of the season for Milwaukee. One bright spot, William Contreras has a 12-game hitting streak going on Valley Sports Wisconsin.
Line drive, base hit. Weimer will be held as the ball game. gets away from Tatis. He'll score. Frelick ends up at third. Hit streak to a dozen.
Christian Yelich is headed to the 10-day IL with a lower back strain again.
Yeah, you know, I don't really know. You know, obviously it's going on the IL or having to deal with this again, which is pretty frustrating. But yeah, just do our best to get it right whenever that may be, and try to get back out there.
NBA, the Bucks held practice. They're going to host the Pacers Sunday in round one of the playoffs. One player on the Bucks getting more minutes in games is Bobby Portis.
Doc been real good to me, man. I love Doc, man. Doc unlocked me for sure, just giving me more responsibility on the offensive end.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy and windy with scattered showers and isolated thundershowers today. Our high 63 this afternoon. The wind south to west, 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, 44. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers with a high near 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
On the next Devils Advocates Radio Show, we'll see if they pick the full jury and if the Trump trial can begin. Devils Advocates Radio, 4 to 6 across the state.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Black coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live.
And that's the way it is.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Oh, we'll take it.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that.
John and Gordy live at Short Stack Eatery with Catherine Lake. And we're
last
here till 8 a.m. That's not the last time you're
going to... Last time.
Why do you say that?
I don't sleep at night before this, and it's killing me.
Why, because you're nervous to be with John and Gordy, your
no,
old pals from
beef.
Years ago? What?
I ate beef, and it made me not sleep.
Well, you don't have to eat beef every time you're going to be on the show.
What's your beef with beef?
It keeps me
Where's
awake.
The beef?
Where's
the beef?
I shouldn't do it. I don't know
Clara?
Why. It
reminds me of an old John Candy bit on Second City TV.
Yeah?
Street beef. So he'd go out on the street
no.
talking to people.
Oh, street I thought you were going to say he was picking up roadkill.
No, that's a good thought.
Good idea.
Hey, remember the other day when the CBS all screwed up with the Billy Joel special?
Yes,
some
yes.
of us were watching it, and then it just stopped.
They cut it off, Piano Man,
and went to credits, and
Piano
it was
Man.
Over, and it was a big mess.
Idiots.
They're going to show it again. CBS has apologized to all their people that were watching and their affiliates, and everybody was up in arms. Well, they're going to show it again, and it's really good. I watched most of it. I had it on. Billy Joel, the 100th live at Madison Square Garden performance.
Oh.
They're going to show it to 9 o'clock Eastern time, so that would be 8 o'clock Central time this Friday,
okay.
April 19th.
Right.
It really, if you're a Billy Joel fan, or even if you're not a fan, you should watch it anyway.
Short of,
yeah, it's really
short
good.
Of showed us the power of the internet in the biggest way because immediately there was an article that we all read saying, "Boy, they blew that," and they didn't hit. They didn't hit Twitter or Facebook immediately to apologize. We got the article out first to say, "Hey, that was a mistake," but they came quickly.
Yeah,
the middle of the day, they're like, "Oh, sorry, you're right. Sorry."
Yeah,
didn't mean it.
Yeah.
Well, for people like me who were in radio, early on in the 80s, it was a thankful thing to hear that he was interrupted and taken off the air.
Not a Billy Joel fan?
Not really? A big Billy Joel
What's
fan.
What's wrong
hits?
With you?
Just the way you are, Piano Man.
Right, exactly.
John, I got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, here we go. Go ahead, Sam, take it.
Well, I like Billy Joel. I grew up listening to his music.
That's too bad.
He was one of my dad's favorite artists when he was a kid.
One of my dad's.
Well, that's sad.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Look at Courtney. Look at the hands crossed. Like, what's wrong with you?
How can you listen to the album The Stranger and not like Billy Joel?
Because I played a lot of that music and I got tired of it and I didn't want to hear it anymore. And all we got were requests for Billy Joel, and I never want to hear another request for it. I never want to hear another song by Billy Joel. I hate Billy Joel.
Vienna waits
for you.
I went out. Really? I went out to Long Island to visit my sister out there, and she's telling me how great Billy Joel is.
Well,
I'm like, you know, he's their favorite son. You know, oh, everybody loves Billy Joel. Please stay in our state, Billy.
I never knew you had this thing about Billy Joel.
He never left, right? He stayed.
I just don't like Billy Joel.
Oh my God.
What do you got, Sam? But you were going to say something.
Yeah, Sam, go ahead.
Nothing. I like Billy Joel. Okay.
Yeah, John, how can you argue with that?
I can understand.
You didn't like Uptown Girl, the video with Christy Brinkley?
No.
That was kind of weird. It kind of went sideways for Billy
really
Joel.
Weird. That's a weird video and a weird song.
Yes.
Talk about pop. Oh, my God.
You guys are too old. That's all there is to it.
Just the Way You Are? Really? You don't like that song?
No.
Okay.
God, that's
Piano
such
Man?
An insipid song. Just terrible.
Sam, okay. From now on, in and out for the rest of the show.
This is a wonderful idea.
Nothing but Billy Joel.
Oh, God,
our salute to Billy Joel.
I have a quick question. Have you guys heard that H&R Block went offline?
Yes.
On the 15th when I was talking with my guy, gal, trying to get her to upload it and take my payment and do the whole thing.
Yeah.
I did get confirmation. Both were taken,
but
they weren't.
What payments?
I have to pay.
Oh, yes,
Illinois, and I have to pay Wisconsin because I was half a year.
So it's recorded as paid.
I got the notice from, I think the state.
Okay.
States.
Yeah.
Saying good luck, good news. They've been accepted, and the feds.
Good
news, accepted, but nothing's actually transpired in my bank account.
Then I wouldn't do anything yet.
I'm not doing anything. But I'm wondering what the upshot is going to be because the notices I got were on the 16th, not on the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So am I going to have to pay
a
little more for interest for one day?
No. It probably recorded the date of the transaction.
The attempt.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't know if it happened.
That. And you're good.
Okay.
You're good.
All right. Just making sure.
All right.
H&R Block.
All right. She believes me. You're good. Oh, sure.
Yeah, you're fine. No problem.
You betcha.
John knows.
You're good. John knows everything.
Just ask John.
Transaction-wise, it's probably recorded that way.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So I wouldn't worry.
All right.
And have the same concern as well because we were stuck. And then we had to end up mailing it. So.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had the problem, too. It happened across the country.
So on the 15th, you went to the post office.
Yes.
How long did that take you?
Oh, man. Yeah, stand in line for a long time, but, you know, it worked out.
Really?
It worked out.
Yeah.
The systems work. Okay.
Okay.
The old way, you know?
Yeah.
Paper, sending it in the mail. Oh, my God. Is that even possible? Are we still doing that? Yes.
We are.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
But doing it well.
I know. I love the post office.
Service.
I know.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. I back the postal system.
I made friends with our guy in Chicago.
I would go all the time.
Was he hot?
Out is that?
No. God, I was married, promoting my husband, and he had to mail out. You know, actually mailing out CDs and DVDs and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, okay.
So I made friends.
It's good that you're a friend of the postmaster.
Thank you. Nothing.
How does that?
This is not my show. I'm just
John and Gordy live at Short Stack Eatery.
You know,
you can join in the fun. Yeah, go ahead, John.
I just wanted to bring up. I just want to mention this now, only just to get it out of the way, because tomorrow we have another program. I hope. Are we going to come back?
We'll
actually, we have
John
people.
And Gordy show coming back tomorrow.
We'll talk after this one.
Yes, we have Alicia King stopping by tomorrow for talking about Earth Day, which is coming up, and
Alicia Keys.
Alicia Sounds King. Like a, she's oh, from the oh, U.S. Okay. Forest Products
Lab.
Yeah,
music. She's going to sing a disco song for us.
Awesome.
Alicia Keys.
You said Keys.
Okay.
You did.
All right. I was mistaken. Alicia King will join us from the U.S. Forest Products Lab.
Excellent. Fantastic.
Super
talking
important.
About Earth Day. Yes. You know, we care about the Earth.
This weekend.
We care about conservation.
Yes,
everybody should, right?
Everybody does.
It doesn't matter what your politics are. You should take care of the Earth. You know, any way you can help us pitch in.
Well, thank you.
Save
thank you.
The Earth.
Wow, Gordy, thank you.
He sits back.
Can we make a
I've
haiku of the Earth thing?
Okay, give me a pen.
Earth Day?
All right, I'm on it.
All right, go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
Try that thing out. But, you know, it's good to know that you care about the Earth, Gordy.
Thank you.
I'm sure you're a little angry.
You do, too.
I bet. Yeah, I do. Yeah. And you're angry. I'm angry because the Republicans decided not to come back for a special session.
Because of chemtrails?
Not the chemtrails. That's not here yet. Okay. But Evers wanted to have a special session to release the money for the PFAS.
Finally, right?
The
PFAS.
And now that there is a federal standard for PFAS, now we can release the money and take care of the problem that all these communities have for their contaminated water.
Finally.
And they refused to come back and have a special session on to give Evers the opportunity to release that money to the local communities so they can deal with PFAS. But they didn't. They're on vacation. And again, this is just like the COVID election. They are not concerned.
Right.
This isn't their problem. I don't know how they get reelected every time.
Every time.
What is this? You know, obviously gerrymandering, but we'll see how that works out this time around.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We've got a whole new set of old maps.
Okay.
You ready for your haiku?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
The haiku about Earth Day.
And we're doing haikus because?
Because it's National Haiku Day.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Earth Day is coming. John Peterson is angry. Oh, what else is new? You're counting.
Oh, wow.
You had to use your hands. Good.
That was damn. He's counting.
Earth Day is coming. What was the second line?
John Peterson is angry. Oh, what else is new?
Wow. That's brilliant.
Thank you.
Yeah. Kind of a rhythmic thing, right?
It's a counting syllables thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Counting syllables.
All right.
Oh, wait, I am not coming back.
7:16. Cloudy, 60 degrees.
We've got a couple of really big decisions that came out of the Supreme Court of our land.
Yeah.
And one is a crazy decision.
Our Supreme Court or the Nationals?
The Federal Supreme Court.
The big one.
This is crazy stuff. All right. But the Supreme Court is permitting Idaho to enforce a ban on gender-affirming care for minors.
Yes.
But not the litigants who brought the case. They're exempt. But for the rest of the state and everybody getting the gender-affirming care, that's gone.
So gender-affirming care doesn't necessarily mean drugs and surgery. Gender-affirming care can be psychological underpinning discussion.
Right. Correct.
They usually accompany that with maybe some medical treatment.
Perhaps.
Of some sort of drugs.
Depending
on the case.
But they start off with the psychological approach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. And that's what they go with first. It doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter where you are in the process.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people are getting this gender-affirming care now in Idaho, and that means that they have to put all of that on hold. They have to stop that. I think that's even more traumatic.
It is.
Yes.
Than somebody who was planning on it.
Yeah.
Right?
You've just been told you're wrong.
Ketanji Brown Jackson, in this opinion, joined with Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
Okay.
And they noted that the lower federal court, that where this is still at, determined that a never-before-in-effect Idaho law is likely unconstitutional. That's what they're leaning toward at this point. So the Supreme Court said, well, you know what? We'll just let you go with this law until the lower court decides whether it's constitutional or not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you'd think that the Supreme Court of our land would be able to determine that all by themselves.
You'd think.
Right? And then wouldn't let this law go into effect. But instead, they let these laws go into effect just like they did in Texas, allowing people to just go out and arrest people who they think may have had an abortion. Right?
Yep.
This is crazy. This court is radical, and it's changing the whole nature of our civil society.
And coming up,
you thought you were mad before. Now you've got some music to take you down.
We're going to talk about Supreme Court and gun laws.
This is for you, John.
Oh, God.
It's a great song.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Switching to solar power can be a bright idea for your wallet. Here are three reasons. First, you could save big money on your electric bills. Forbes magazine says an average of $1,500 a year, and over the life of your solar, it's $25,000 to $33,000. Number two, you can take advantage of tax credits to help it get paid for and installed. Now, lots of states like Wisconsin waive property and sales tax on solar, and the federal government recently passed a bunch of new tax benefits too. Those are your tax dollars at work, so let's put them to work for you. And number three, solar panels can boost your home's resale value. Now, if you don't get enough sunlight, it might not pencil out for you, but man, that chance to save $1,500 a year is definitely worth checking out. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more tips like these, go to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy, saying take good care.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Billy Joel, WMDX.
Oh my God, please don't. Don't do this to me. Don't.
I'm getting them to dance.
Woo! WMDX, we're not a Billy Joel station at all. 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. I used to play this song and get requests for it from teenagers. Yeah. Teenagers. And they've grown up into you people. Oh, man.
I think if you watch the replay of Billy Joel's special on CBS this coming Friday night and see how great it is live.
Doesn't he look like a gremlin now? It's kind of a short.
How dare you?
He can still play. He can still sing. He's really good. He hit the high notes on Innocent Man.
I got to tell you.
Really?
Yes, he did.
I went to a party. And no one ever invites me to parties.
I wonder why.
It's a friend of Ann's, and we just have a private dinner together. Yeah. And we're just sitting there chit-chatting, and suddenly they say, want to play some music, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
sure. And then they request on Alexa,
Billy
Joel. And I'm like, really? People are actually requesting to hear Billy Joel?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to leave.
I just wanted to leave. I wanted to go to sleep.
Why don't you like? I mean, is it something about piano music?
Oversaturation.
How do you feel about Elton John?
Piano,
you're okay
piano
on Elton
great.
John?
It's a great song. Okay. It's just pop schlock.
Okay.
Just really? Slop.
It's okay.
Just, look, I like bubblegum music in the 60s. Uh-huh. But you know what? Billy Joel went beyond bubblegum music.
Okay, so.
That's just. Okay.
I'm going to take a far left turn, if you will.
All right.
There's an article in the post that I read this morning that I went into it because I thought, what happened? It's basically about a woman, Dani Marzuka. I'm just going to add to her pain by mentioning her name on the air.
Oh, beautiful.
She got a phone call buzzing and, an organization dedicated to publicly rebuking critics of Israel. Let me say that again. An organization dedicated to publicly rebuking critics of Israel.
Okay.
Made her lose her job. Right, because she tweeted, radical solidarity with Palestine means not apologizing for Hamas. Well, so how many beats are in there? So many things. Hamas is not Palestine, and neither is Netanyahu Israel.
Right.
It's extraordinarily complicated, and people are going to have opinions, and we cannot make their lives upended.
This is trying to silence people's opinions and political views,
which is
basically
why we're letting you criticize Billy Joel.
Oh,
that was the connection right there.
Okay, all right.
No, seriously, we should not. Free speech is number one.
Right.
Number one.
Absolutely.
Here.
One of the
I'm with you.
One of the things that bothered me more than anything were the people who were, demanding that these people who were part of these protests to support Palestine, basically were blackballed from any occupation after they got out of college.
Yeah.
And they were going to take those names, spread them around with all these major corporations that they were training for, getting an education for, and blackballing them, which just blew my mind. I can't believe we're doing this in this country, that people are getting away with this kind of
censorship.
Policy.
Yeah.
Right.
Censorship. Absolute censorship. It's a very... I support all of them. I support no war. That's what I support.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Basically, that's it. I mean, we can say this stuff. And everybody should be able to say this stuff. The sad thing is, we've been putting up with neo-Nazis
yes.
for years.
Yeah. Right.
They've been saying whatever they wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, we criticize another group or another policy, and they're getting blackballed for the rest of their life, supposedly. I mean, this is a little piece of time that they are doing this. They are processing this.
It didn't used to be this
yeah,
way before Trump.
I got a
Trump.
Question for you guys.
Go ahead, Sam.
So I don't know if I seem to do this a lot, tying it back to issues that were happening when you guys were young. When people yeah. were protesting about Vietnam and things like the use of napalm and like carpet bombing the jungle and stuff like that.
Yes.
If yep. people were yep. publicly protesting, was there ever really any fallout for them in terms of like getting a job or like
no.
any consequences
uh-uh.
or anything like
no.
that?
No, we didn't have the social media to get
yeah.
their name around.
That's mm-hmm. it. Yeah.
Yeah. So that didn't happen.
They got arrested. Lots.
Sometimes they got arrested. Sometimes they got beat up and arrested by the police that were trying to keep war. I was at a protest in Boston in 1972, I think, and there were a ton of people, mostly students, protesting. I think Agnew was speaking. Spiro Agnew was speaking in Boston, and thousands of students showed up. And I was there, and they came in with horses. The police,
wow.
like,
oh my God.
Because back then,
yeah.
when you protested, you just went somewhere and protested. It wasn't like planned, or they didn't set up right. barricades.
Yes.
They didn't say, "Oh, you got to protest over, you know, three blocks away from the where the building is." Or they didn't do that. Mm. Now they do that. So
now
it's
they
controlled.
Organize protests
it's
as opposed
controlled.
To just having them. Yeah.
Well.
Controlled by the police, but
no one yeah. wants organized protests anymore either, according to the new Supreme Court decision.
Mm.
Well, should we get into that?
Sure.
What do you got?
The Supreme Court announced that it will not hear McKesson versus Doe. The decision not to hear McKesson leaves in place a lower court decision that effectively eliminated the right to organize a mass protest in the state of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas. So you can't organize a protest in those three states because of the Supreme Court.
You can't.
Under the lower court decision, the Supreme Court let this stand, by the way, a protest organizer faces potentially ruinous financial consequences if a single attendee at a mass protest commits an illegal act.
Okay, so we can't move to Tennessee. Where else? What are those three states?
Mississippi and Texas. Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas.
Nice.
Mm. Yeah. Now, there are three ways to justify prosecuting somebody in a normal situation. Those three ways are just fine. I don't want to get into it here. It's getting into the weeds. But the Fifth Circuit concluded that the three separate theories list can be added to. So instead of just having those three theories and a reason to hold a certain person liable, they want to add to it and other reasons why.
Mm.
And they want to expand it and make it easier to prosecute people, okay?
They want to be specific about it, or they just want the phrase and other things added in.
Well, it says here, and the mega-infused court can create new exceptions to the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. That's never a good thing.
That's never a good thing. Don't want to hear the exceptions to the First Amendment.
It then mm-hmm. ruled that the First Amendment does not apply where a defendant creates unreasonably dangerous conditions resulting in injuries and for leading the assembled protest on a public highway in violation of Louisiana criminal law. The idea that the First Amendment recedes the moment a mass protest violates a traffic law is quite novel.
Yeah.
And it is possible to reconcile with pretty much the entire history of mass civil protests, which we were talking about.
Right, yeah.
Our history basically would have changed completely if they didn't allow it. And I just want to add to this. The point is that the 60s protests are still something that really gets in the craw of Republicans.
Yes.
They want to get back. They want they want to make sure that they can repeal everything that happened in the past in the 60s. They want to make sure that they're getting even with that generation for doing whatever it was that they disliked.
You know what they need?
The protests.
You know what they need?
Hmm.
Little Billy Joel.
And we're talking about protests in the city where some of those early protests from the 60s happened, right down the street here. beautiful State Street. 729, John and Gordy with Catherine Lake at Short Stack Eatery. We're going to talk more protests. Tom,
you're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Yes, it takes a lot of hard work when you're involved in Wisconsin agriculture, but there are moments of creativity and inspiration. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. And those moments of creativity and inspiration have turned into a book. Details on the way.
Fast growing, safe on seed, nutrient rich. Fuel up for a winning season with Paraline, the ultimate in-furrow starter fertilizer by CHS. This all-in-one liquid fertilizer combines advanced enzyme technology, a low-salt formulation, and patented chelate to develop strong roots faster and emerge ahead of the pack. Call your CHS agronomy representative to place your Paraline order today.
Chase Pagel grew up on her family's dairy farm in Kewaunee County, and while there were plenty of long days and plenty of hard work, there were also moments of inspiration that she's turning to now for a new book called Roscoe's Sweet Treats. She explains what the book's based on.
So the first book that I wrote here is Roscoe's Sweet Treats, and it is about my eldest daughter, Kylie. She is 22 years old now, but when she was growing up on our heifer facility, she had a Jersey steer named Roscoe, and he loved sweet treats. It was by chance that we even found out that he liked sweet treats, but once we knew that, we were eager to see what he all liked, and his most favorite thing to eat were strawberry Pop-Tarts.
Chase Pagel from Kewaunee, author of Roscoe's Sweet Treats. She says the message behind the story is really about how not all farms are the same. They're not all that red barn you see in a majority of photos. She said she hopes readers not only enjoy a fun family story, but also gain insight into farm life. Chase is going to be releasing her second book in October called Big Farms, Little Farms, highlighting the different types of farms in Door County, from dairy to goat, apple to trees and bees. You can find out more about the books on Facebook. Look for Dairy Dairies, LLC.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and we work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Visit steffesgroup.com to find the sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
If you want to hear more about Chase's sweet treats or any other food and farming news relative to Wisconsin, pop on over to our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Cloudy and windy with scattered showers and isolated thundershowers today. Our high 63 this afternoon. The wind south to west 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, 44. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers with a high near 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Oh, I love that.
You lie. He is the piano man.
You know, as long as he doesn't sing.
Oh my God.
We're good.
It's the John and Gordy salute to Billy Joel morning here at Short Stack Eatery along with Catherine Lake. And we're here till 8 a.m. this morning, and then it's time for Stephanie Miller. By the way, next week we will be giving away Stephanie Miller tickets. She's appearing at the Barrymore in May, and we'll have tickets all next week here on John and Gordy.
We've still got some of the tickets? Wow.
There's still a few tickets left.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
All right, so.
Take it away, John.
Yeah, what do you got, John?
We're talking about protests being banned in the three states in the South, right? I mean, you can't protest, you can't organize anymore because the organizer will become liable for anything that happens. And you'd think that maybe somebody would join the protest and start breaking windows just to get the guy in trouble, right? I mean, anything can happen.
It could happen.
You know, for some reason, the justices on the Supreme Court, it never occurred to them? Never? Come on, folks.
Come on.
My God, these people are really, this is really an activist, radical court that I can't believe we're just sitting here letting this happen. Yeah, they're destroying, there's another case, by the way, on guns. We'll get to that some other time. I don't think we have time here. Maybe we do. But I want to get to the protests, okay? Because this decision basically allowing somebody to be liable for a protest that goes a little awry happened here in Wisconsin as well during the Walker administration in 2011. They put rules up at the Capitol because they didn't want the protesters there anymore. They don't like protesting, right? They're getting even with the 60s protesters.
Yes.
They're going to stop the protesters this time. So they created a few laws and rules and regulations. Mm-hmm. Well, that didn't go over real well. I have a clip here.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes, from democurmudgeon.blogspot.com, my blog.
Yeah.
It's quite the record. Yeah. And this is Rachel Maddow talking about Scott Walker's rules about protesting. Let's check it out. Cut 91.
The governor started to codify his new position on protesting, which is that maybe protesting should not happen nearly so much after all. Under a new set of rules that took effect in Wisconsin today, the state will require protesters in groups of four or more to get a permit 3 days ahead of time before showing up in a state building. And if the state decides the event requires extra security, whatever that means, the state will now charge protesters $50 per hour per police officer. The Walker administration unveiled a few exceptions to this new law. They say families and lobbyists will not need a permit under the new revisions to the new rules to turn up at a state building. So families and lobbyists are exempt. Another funny exception to Governor Walker's new rules, these guys, the Solidarity Singers. The Solidarity Singers show up in the Capitol in Wisconsin every day at noon and sing. They sing for union rights and for economic justice. The singers announced that they would not seek this new permit that the governor said they had to be required to get. And Governor Walker caved. His administration said today that it will work with the Solidarity Singers and will not arrest them. That's mighty nice of them. 300 of the Solidarity Singers showed up today. Governor Walker apparently decided that he will not enforce the law for these people or for anybody else. He'd be too embarrassed to haul away for peaceably assembling.
Yeah.
Or for lobbyists. But Wisconsin is still stuck with these new regulations on protest. And the protests notably continue. And that's because protests work. Look, I have been to street protests in my day. I know everybody derides street protests, right? They laugh at demonstrations and at demonstrators and people chanting in groups. Three word chants. But if protests did not do anything, you would not see politicians like Scott Walker tying themselves into pretzels trying to stop protests. You would not see them passing rules against protests that they then decline to enforce when it comes to any enforcement they might find too embarrassing to carry out.
Yeah.
That's it.
She nailed it. What year is that, probably?
It's 2011 that happened.
I'm so glad I was in Illinois developing my fibness while you guys were dealing with Scott Walker.
It was just a really dark time in Wisconsin when Scott Walker took over.
Yeah.
You know, springing Act 10 on everybody, taking union rights away, declaring that it would save the state money, which we heard a cut a while back that I played from, Demo Curmudgeon, basically saying that... it saved the state no money at all. Nothing. So the whole point, and by the way, Scott Walker continues to tweet X that he saved money for the state, and he didn't. It was proved over and over and over
Scott
again.
Scott Walker's lying?
He's constantly lying about this. This is his badge of honor, he thinks, but it's been proven to be wrong. But they don't let go of this stuff. They just double down.
He just took those laws off the books, though, right? We can protest at will.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes, you can.
Well, as long as we're talking about protesters, I want to hear about this Tom Cotton thing about tossing protesters off the Golden Gate Bridge.
What are you talking about?
Well, this is a thing.
It is.
He wants to throw protesters off the Golden Gate Bridge.
What are you talking about?
That's Cut 99.
You know Senator Tom Cotton.
Yeah?
Yeah. Cut 99.
Yep. Does he get... caught with a little hyperbole, perhaps? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Yeah. You can't find it. You both are going through your notes. You can't
find
it.
We've got the cut.
I really can't find it.
Okay. So what's the story as far as you recall?
9C.
Oh, my God.
Okay, hang on.
You know, the thing here is there is a big protest out on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Okay.
They're blocking traffic on the bridge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a traffic problem.
And Tom Cotton wanted to throw people off that bridge. The thing is, it's kind of high up, and if you hit the water, it's like hitting concrete. So you're killing the people, basically.
Oh, my
They're
God.
Not just getting wet.
No.
Do you remember the DJ Mancow?
Yes.
He blocked the Golden Gate Bridge way back. Yeah, he did a radio stunt and blocked the bridge. Out there, and that was it made him a big DJ star.
This is
out
Oakland,
in California.
San Francisco, probably, right?
The yes.
Oakland, yeah.
Yeah.
So
and then he came to Chicago.
Well traversed.
It's not throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
And remember, you and I went down to Chicago and talked to that agent.
We did.
And talked to John Landecker also, and we were up for that job that Mancow eventually got.
You had
Q101 or Q whatever it was. Yeah.
We were like, boy,
Come we were on. In second place. Well,
yeah.
I don't know what place we were in.
We don't know, but.
But it was, we found out later, he got that job.
It's who you know in the business, basically. That's how it works.
No, that's true.
Anyway,
and then,
but
of course,
Tom Cotton.
The agency we were working with then...
folded.
Folded.
Oh, it was a big deal.
Because the owner of the agency was a gambler.
Saul Foose. Big federal.
They closed
it
down because he was in debt.
Yeah. Anyway,
I don't know.
That's a long story.
Let's go to Tom Cotton again.
Yes.
All right. Let's go to the cut. Cut 99 and check out what Tom Cotton said about those protesters on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Okay.
If something like this happened in Arkansas on a bridge there, let's just say I think there'd be a lot of very wet criminals that have been tossed overboard, not by law enforcement, but by the people whose road they're blocking. If they glued their hands to a car or the pavement, well, probably pretty painful to have their skin ripped off. But I think that's the way we'd handle it in Arkansas, and I would encourage most people anywhere that gets stuck behind criminals like this who are trying to block traffic to take matters in their own hands. There's only usually a few of them, and there's a lot of people being inconvenienced. It's time to put an end to this nonsense.
Yeah, if they're inconvenienced, they should be just killed. Kill them.
Oh, that's it.
Just get rid of them.
That's
throw them off the bridge.
That's proportional.
Yeah.
So we got Arkansas, Tennessee, Mississippi, where we're not going to ever move, right? Is that just the three of them so far?
It doesn't seem like the right part of the country to go.
I'm thinking. Sorry,
Florida.
If you are relocated here from there, I'm bashing your home state, but it's real for me. Not going down there.
Where?
Anywhere south. I don't want to live anywhere south. I'm getting into the movie of Civil War.
Well, first of all, you know, it's not a place to go for me because I'm really, I have this thing about tornadoes. So
you like them?
I'm not going to go anywhere near a tornado.
Tornado
and
then,
of course, I'm also not going to go near anything that gets hurricanes.
Okay. Well,
you're really that.
Tornadoes do come here, John.
Yeah,
we do have
tornadoes
around
here.
We're not Tornado Alley.
No,
we're not.
Okay,
we're not
all right. Okay.
We're the front door.
So, you know, they've got the hurricanes, the tornado alleys, and I'm not going to go anywhere near that. I love the safe little Midwest area.
That's why I'm buying a house here, I'm telling you. My brother and sister from each coast are going to be here soon, knocking on my door.
I'm surprised people are just rushing to Wisconsin because we don't have the earthquakes. We don't have any of the things that people can worry about except maybe climate change, which is affecting our state dramatically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So anyway,
that's why
you've lived in Wisconsin your entire life.
My entire life.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Madison, how long? Middleton?
That
area?
Hurts.
How long you been here? What?
Well, I've been here since 1980.
Okay.
Once you come to Madison, you just can't leave.
4 years.
Yo, it's true. Yeah. That's what I hear. That's what happened to me. Except I did.
You did leave.
I did leave.
Yeah, I left too.
So did
20
you.
Years.
Bad idea.
But you came back.
I came back.
Yeah, something about
that. We're back,
that,
baby.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right.
What do you got? What do you
tomorrow
got?
We're going to have, we're actually going to be talking about Earth Day a little bit with our friends from the U.S. Forest Products Lab. Alicia King will join us, and we'll highlight Earth Day, which is coming up Saturday, I
Alicia
think.
King.
All right. That's fantastic.
Is that what I said?
You said Alicia King again.
It is Alicia King.
Oh, okay.
No, Alicia,
you thought it was something. Alicia Keys.
Oh, that's right. It was a Keys. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So let's
I'm just here to help.
Let's lighten up a little bit.
Lighten up the load.
We're getting a little heavy here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm trying to lighten this up.
Okay.
We're at Short Stack. Come on.
Enlighten us on the lightening up.
These are a bunch of pranksters, and they were trolling the magas. And anytime that happens, you know, we've got to at least focus on
comedy
that.
Ensues.
Yes.
Right?
Well, they were handing out Trump Bibles. And this is cut 88. You just got to love this stuff. By the way, they made up little verses out of the Bible that included Trump.
Okay.
And I enjoyed that as well. Let's check this out. The megas being trolled.
Get your Bibles. Get your Trump Bibles here. The good book is now a great book.
It's like the Bible, but better. The Bible's out of date.
Would you guys like to get grifted? I'm selling Bibles.
They're cautionary parables. There's so much to be learned from Donald Trump's life.
This is a passage from the Trump Bible.
And Donald Trump said unto his servants, I shall change the path of the hurricane with thy Sharpie.
Among the listeners was a humble tradesman named Billy Bush. And Donald Trump said unto Billy Bush, when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the pussy. You can do anything.
Hoping to sow doubt and division among the people and seize power for himself, Trump said unto the people, check his birth certificate.
Donald Trump saw an opportunity to profit from the faith of his loyal followers. He commissioned the printing of countless Bibles.
As the ballots were counted and as the results announced, it became clear that Donald Trump had not secured enough votes.
That's not a Bible story.
No, it is a Bible story. It is. It's in the Trump Bible. See? Trump Bible. And it's a story in it, so it's a Bible story.
It's a grift, right?
The Ten Commandments. Thou shalt commit adultery.
Thou shalt put no other person above Trump.
Thou shalt steal.
Thou shalt commit false witness against thy neighbor. It means you can lie.
Would you like a Trump Bible?
Oh, how much are they?
Only $10.
Oh, $10?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll each take one. Here's another 10. Ooh.
We just sold a Trump Bible here. There you go. So many things to learn in there. A lot of stuff is about what not to do.
The good book is now a great book.
Wow.
Isn't that
fantastic?
Amazing. Great verses out of there.
Now, weren't they pricier than $10? Did they just...
Yeah, they were $60.
They just $59.99.
Yeah. So that was a bargain.
That was a bargain. Right.
By the way, Trump fell asleep in court again yesterday. Several times.
Yeah.
Yes. Journalists are counting the times now. They've got little clickers how many times he falls asleep.
I'm a little worried about him.
Well, I don't think he's healthy.
I mean, how do you not have enough... energy to get through your own trial.
I mean, it's not a good look.
I would have been on edge.
We're calling him Dozo the Clown.
That's
now.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to start feeling sorry.
Again, I think even John Stewart said he has one job, right? One job. He's, Sleepy Joe, right? He's got one job, not to be sleepy, and he decides to be, dozing off.
Dozo.
Mm-hmm.
Dozo the Clown.
Yeah. Well, he's back in court again today, so we'll see how he does.
Oh, I don't care.
He's not well.
He really is.
He looks. He looks
doesn't
gone.
Look well. Yeah.
Oh, for you, John.
7:49. John Agordi at Short Stack Eatery with Catherine Lake. Coming back with this, that, and the other, some leftovers.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gordy, come on, do it.
Ten minutes before the top of the hour, cloudy skies, 60 degrees. John and Gordy live at Short Stack Eatery along with Catherine Lay. Let's listen to a little bit of Billy Joel.
Terrible. God, how generic can anything get?
The American way.
Wow, what a message.
My life.
Just awful.
My life.
Just awful.
Billy
Somebody
Joel.
Suggested we take a picture of Sam's bug and post it to the socials. We absolutely should.
Okay.
That should happen.
We forgot. We get text messages. We haven't given out the phone number in about 4 years, and people are absolutely participating.
608-879-8255.
All right, taking out the trash here a little bit.
We're in touch, so you be in touch.
We got some stuff here. Trump handed out a whole bunch of money. Free money.
What?
Free money?
Now, no one wants to give college students any kind of break on their tuition, right? We don't.
No.
We want them strapped with that kind of debt for a long
for the rest of their
time
lives.
So they can't buy a house or start a family.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage the economy along a little bit, but now we don't want to do that.
No spurring.
Why would we?
We've got to give money to the wealthy. And I've got a little list here of Trump's socialism.
Okay.
$2 trillion to rich people in the 2017 Trump tax scam. Okay. $2 trillion to farmers for Trump's failed trade war with China in 2019. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were losing money, and we just you know, forked over taxpayer money, mine, to farmers who were hurt. And
okay.
I support farmers.
Yep.
But, you know, this is Trump, the person that they support. $3 trillion for stock market to cover Trump's failed COVID response. In 2020, $3 trillion to corporations and rich people, again, in the PPP scam meant for America's small businesses. Instead, the large businesses, the corporations, took advantage of that, including Eric Hovde, stand-up comedian.
He needed some extra cash, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He needed some money.
So, you know, just a little bit of... free money and socialism that went out to the right people.
Capitalism is run amok in this country at this point.
It's crazy stuff.
Run
it
amok.
It really is.
Yeah.
I want to get to a little bit of the, you know, we talked about Christian nationalism a lot on the program here. And William Wolf is one of the guys, one of the big spokespeople on that. He's organizing this whole thing, this 2025 project.
Oh.
And he's a former Trump administration official, too. He told a group of fellow hardcore Christian nationalists, abortion abolitionists, that Trump is just cloaking his position on abortion and will govern in a far more aggressive fashion in the White House. Now, let's check out cut number 97. And this is a little bit jaw-dropping.
Okay.
All right, let's check it out.
I actually think there's wisdom in cloaking some of your power levels and maybe some of the things that you're trying to do. And then once you secure power and you have it, you govern in a more extreme position. Now, the reality is the vast majority of Republican candidates that we've seen, and really so much of the failure share of the Republican Party, is they don't do that. I think Trump is one of the first Republican candidates I've ever seen in my lifetime who's done that. You know, we thought maybe Trump was more of a moderate, but then Trump governed more conservatively than Bush did, certainly more conservatively than McCain would have, more conservatively than Romney would have, more conservatively than Jeb Bush would have. And so I am confident, again, with the people that I see lining up to be with Trump in a second term, that regardless of what the rhetoric looks like during this campaign season, that he would actually govern in a more conservative and more aggressive fashion, you know, in the White House. And that's something that I think we need to be comfortable with, maybe we should use, and maybe even some other, you know, conservative Republicans out there who want to run for office and gain power and use it to do radical, scary, conservative things should consider doing it.
Radical, scary, conservative things. Okay. We're trying not to say radical.
Yes.
Right. When we refer to the Republicans, yes. Or the MAGAs. Yep. But there we have it, right there. You saying it.
Saying it out loud.
Radical, scary, conservative things. We want to hide those things until we gain power.
Mm-hmm.
Does this not frighten anybody?
Yes, but
he's saying it out loud.
Voters, folks,
right
voters.
There. Right there.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, you know, these guys, nothing can touch them. Wolf also says that the Houston Chronicle's explosive report on sex abuse in the Southern Baptist Convention during 700 alleged victims, by the way, doesn't necessarily show that the Southern Baptist Convention has an abuse crisis. Really? Instead, he says that wokeness is the actual problem. Let's go to cut 100 for this little diatribe from William Wolfe.
I would argue, and some people might disagree with me on this, that if you look at the initial report from the Houston Chronicles that launched this whole thing, I'm not sure it actually does show that there is an abuse crisis in the Southern Baptist Convention that's particularly different than, again, any horrific instances of abuse that happen in any other large organization as well.
Wow. Wow. So because there are other abuse crises anywhere else, we don't want to, focus on our crisis. It's okay. There are a lot of problems out there, and
they're
we're just part
it.
Of it. We're just part of that problem.
They're and, doing you know, it too.
Yeah, it's what about ism?
What about? Awesome.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
Let's not pee on the religion anymore. I mean, I just my mother
Christian
used to
nationalism
say,
is yes! not a religion. It's a power grab.
I understand.
That's
They're giving a bad name to good faith Christians.
Well, actually, I got
That's
a story
true.
Tomorrow about that.
About good faith Christians?
Yeah. Christian pastors. They're angry.
They're
about,
very upset.
Of course they are.
They're really upset.
They're ruining it for everybody.
They are.
Yes.
They are. They're destroying the religion, basically. Once you politicize any kind of religion, then it's gone. It's history.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not in power, if that political power is not there, then that religion goes under as well.
Yeah.
And it's branded that way.
It is a different word, religion versus faith. Or spirituality. Mm-hmm. Most of my friends are spiritual.
Yes.
Might be a way to
and
describe
faithful.
It.
Yeah, it's a good way to describe it.
I asked my mom when I was a kid, why do you believe in Christianity and all this? She said it just comforts me.
Mm-hmm.
Great answer.
Yep.
Just saying.
All right. And on that note.
What do you got?
Well, we got no time. That's
message. You got to return to the Wednesday morning show here at Short Staff.
No,
yeah, come on.
This is it. I'm out.
That's going to wrap it up for this edition of John and Gordy with Catherine Lake at Short Stack Eatery. Tomorrow we'll be talking with Alicia King about Earth Day.
What's that
She's
name?
From the Alicia King. She's from the US Forest Products Lab. We'll talk about Earth Day. Thanks for joining us.
Bye forever.
Talk to you in 22 hours. Stephanie Miller is next.
the John Gordy Show.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Wednesday on the Maggie Dawn Show, we're going to be talking about the death threats against Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Executive Director Megan Wolf. Don't miss it.
Get started on your next outdoor project and save big money now at Menards. Menards is your destination for all concrete products. Whether you're setting a post or pouring a concrete slab, we carry a wide selection of bagged mixes for your outdoor projects. Explore our entire selection of concrete, cement, and mortar mixes in store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Seven jurors now sworn in Donald Trump's hush money trial. The ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the